Josh Malerman is the lead singer and songwriter for the rock band The High Strung and has a number of songs and albums to his credit. He's taken his talents in a different direction with his first novel, which we're going to talk about tonight. It is titled Bird Box. Josh, welcome.
Hey.
So you've conjured up an interesting and terrifying world for us to contemplate. It's in a familiar place, actually. It's in Detroit. But that's about all that's familiar. So if you could, just tell us about where this is and describe what's happening in this world.
It's funny. I actually grew up on Shillingham Road in a suburb of Detroit, and that's the road that Mallory and her housemates end up living on. That was just sort of supposed to be a sort of a nod to my mom when I did it. And now when I read the book, though, I can't help but wonder, like, oh, how much of this setting was influenced actually by where I grew up. Yeah, it is a suburb, an imaginary suburb of Detroit. I've written like a number of books now, something like 17 rough drafts. Bird Box is the first book I've had published. So this is like a, as you can imagine, quite a thrill. They all take place around that same street, I think, that Mallory and her housemates are stuck on, maybe at different points in time in history or something. I don't know what it is, but seems like horror authors have a knack for centering all their stories in the same sort of town or state or whatever that is. Stephen King with Maine, this guy Bentley Little with Arizona, Washington Irving with upstate New York. Mm-hmm. And yeah, for some reason, I can't seem to bust the characters out of Michigan.
This is not Mallory's home. She's in this house, and people are very confined there because
they're stuck inside the house because there is an entity outside the house, or maybe numerous entities, we're not sure, that essentially it's incomprehensible. If you can imagine infinity personified, so imagine man's inability to comprehend infinity out on the front lawn. So suddenly the idea of going outside becomes a big decision to make. I want to go check the mailbox, but infinity is outside. I really loved that idea for a long time. I liked that idea. And I was just writing a story about a woman traveling down a river blindfolded with two kids in the rowboat, also blindfolded. Just sort of a fun place to start a weird tale. And I was like, oh, this is it. This is perfect. Mallory is fleeing infinity. And that was the germ of the whole book.
And how does infinity harm people? Why is she blindfolded?
Because man cannot comprehend infinity. They say that infinity would drive a man mad. So if Mallory or any of her housemates were to gaze upon infinity, or this creature that is infinity, they would be rendered mad. And then from there, harmful to themselves, to each other, that sort of thing. And most of them end up offing themselves. So the thing that becomes interesting while writing it was there's not one reliable description of this creature, because anyone who's seen it has either gone mad, died, all those sort of things. So much of the book is centered around Mallory and her, well, I say friends, but her new friends, I guess the people she's stuck in the house with. Much of the book is they're like sort of theorizing on like, what is this out there and how can we get around it? How can we like start to try to live a normal life while Medusa's on the front lawn, or the face of God, or infinity is out there?
The hero and heroines in this book are a little unlikely. So you have Mallory and two children. So I'm interested why you chose them to be central to the story. And tell us how she comes to have these children.
The book alternates back and forth between the present and the past. And one good way of explaining how someone changes is before they have a kid and after. So to have her with a four-year-old, a couple of four-year-olds in tow for the present, and then to go back to when she was only pregnant with one of those four-year-olds, gave me a chance to really shine a light on how she changes through the book, not only from the catastrophe that's happening in the world, but in her own life. Had like these entities not arrived at all, she would still be like a completely different person 4 years after having that kid. I think that's why I like lean towards that idea, yeah.
And so to be outside, first of all, the house is completely blacked out inside, if you will. Windows are covered and so forth. To go outside to get water, for instance, you have to be blindfolded.
Yeah.
So Mallory knows that she's going to have to be blindfolded to move on in her life, and her children are. What does she teach them to do? What are her survival skills?
She pretty much, through an elaborate series of training, teaches them how to listen better. There's a fun scene in the book where she has the two kids blindfolded at the kitchen table, and then she's going through the house making noises, a series of noises. And when she returns to the table, she asks them, like, what was the first noise I made, and where was I? Oh, you were upstairs in the extra bedroom, and you clapped your hands. Okay, good. What was the second noise I made? The second noise, you knocked on the wall in the bathroom upstairs. No, that's not what I did. I knocked on the wall in the master bedroom. And then she'd, you know, scold them. So it was a pretty harsh, bizarre training. One thing that's interesting about Bird Box is that Mallory almost comes off as, I don't want to say an abusive mom, but like definitely an overbearing, controlling mom, but she has to be. So when you first meet her, there's a sense of, oh, wow, what am I reading here? Is this some like zealot or something? And then I think you quickly realize, no, she's doing this for their benefit. But for a woman who got pregnant at the same time as these entities arrived, I can't imagine that she ever imagined that she would be this kind of mom. And that's kind of exciting to witness also or something.
Yes, survival is all about survival. Want to tell us where the title Bird Box comes from?
Sure. Tom, one of the main characters, one of my favorites in the book, he goes out blindfolded one day to try to round up like pets, other people's stray animals, and he returns with a box of birds. And the housemates are like, what good is this going to do us? And Tom says, well, maybe this could be an alarm system. And he hangs the box of birds outside the house, outside the front door, essentially. And whenever something comes near to the birds, they start making more of a racket. So I think Bird Box is a ideal title because not only is it the birds inside the box outside the door, but it's also Mallory and her friends inside the house, obviously. So they are inside the same Bird Box, and the whole world is inside the same Bird Box. And it's what do you call those, like troika dolls or something like that? It starts to become like that. And I like that. And then that can be infinite, too.
Yes. I think the story is very suspenseful, but it's also, of course, fun to think about it as an allegory or a metaphor. What did you want readers to take away from reading it?
With each like story or book I write, the initial goal is just like, just tell a great story, tell something fantastic, tell something fun. But there's no way that if you're a thinking person and an artist, there's no way you're not going to infuse these stories with some sort of message, I guess. And so when I sat down with Bird Box, I wasn't like, I am looking for a way to say that the world has gone bananas. But that's essentially what it is saying, is that, oh my gosh, everything is so crazy outside that we can't even look outside without going mad. We can't look across the street. We can't look at the newspaper, the television, everything. Turn everything off. We can just put a blindfold on because otherwise we're going to go crazy. And that's an easy read of it now. I mean, that seems like plain as day to me now. But when I was writing it, I didn't think of it necessarily like that. I mean, I knew that message or that idea was creeping up a little bit. But in hindsight, when I read it now, it seems like very obviously that's what it's about.
Well, I want to thank you for an intriguing and suspenseful read. Certainly, congratulations on your first successful published book. That's an exciting time.
Yeah, it is. Thank you.
Thanks for visiting with us tonight, Josh.
Okay.
Been talking with Josh Mallerman about his new book. It's titled Bird Box. You'll find more information about it at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Barbara Gray.